Hey, before we get started, just a quick reminder that I am offering one-on-one photo mentoring and critique. And if you are wondering what makes a good photo, why one photo works and another doesn't, and just want to excel as a photographer, work with me directly. You can find all the information at kennethwajdaphotographer.com and click the education link. All right, on with the show. Hey, I'm Kenneth Weichta. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my daily morning photography podcasts. So yesterday I talked about how not having an extra roll of film kind of hurt, and that happens. And I want to talk today about how pros make mistakes. It happens. I think a lot of people who are starting out in photography, they think that anybody who makes it in any profession does it all every time 100%. I've often said Stephen King writes really bad first drafts. And you know why? Because everybody writes bad first drafts. First drafts aren't supposed to be good. They're just getting the clay onto the table so it can be molded later. Pros make mistakes. I remember back in the photojournalist days of the 80s or 90s when I was working for a newspaper, there was a time when I would go into an assignment to go photograph a group, and I thought there was film in the camera from the previous assignment, but there wasn't. And I shot the photo, they posed, I set it up, and then I popped the back to re after I rewound the film, and I realized there was no film. And then I would make the comment of, "Oh, hold on a second, I want to do one more." And then I would put a roll of film in and then shoot the photo, and then we would have a photo for the newspaper. But things happen, mistakes happen, and they happen to photographers all the time. And as photographers, we're problem solvers, and we get through the mistakes, and we get that film in the camera, and we get the shot. Because there's no excuse for not getting the shot. But it's okay to trip along the way. That's called the creative process. And I think that a lot of young photographers, a lot of people who make mistakes, think that it's just them and they're upset by it. But I think it's fascinating because it's like, hey, don't be so hard on yourself. It's a creative process. The goal of the creativity is to get to the end where you have a product. And if you have a product, there's no mistake. So everybody is working on creating that next great photograph. And the way you get to it, that's immaterial compared to that you did get to it. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. How about sharing this link with some friends so other people find my podcast? That would be great. And I'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk photography. As always, here's the good light. Hey, one last thing. Watch my YouTube channel, here's to goodlight.com. And I put out a weekly YouTube of inspiring photo talks, and I think you'll enjoy it. So take a look. Here's to good light.